let's talk municipal development plan, shall we? MDP, because it's dominating the letters to the editor in the last couple of weeks. In the
Land
Outlook.
Use planning is so exciting. Mm.
There seems to be some pushback just, you know, reading the letters to the editor, or I guess what, there's some flyers going on around town. I mean, what's sort of the deal here?
There's some propaganda out there, for sure. And I would say that on both sides. But first of all, I love the Rocky Mountain Outlook and I love newspapers. I love letters to the editor, but don't get your information from letters to the editor.
Let me weigh in on this one. Letters to the editor are an important part of our communication. And prior to being elected, I wrote the odd letter to the editor. What really bothers me as an elected person is when a letter has something that's presented as a statement of fact rather than an opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, of course. They're not entitled to their own facts. I see them as evidence that there's not full understanding at this time of the process, or in fact, on the part of a number of people, what a municipal development plan actually is. It's a very high-level document that's meant to capture the vision for the community, and there's different perspectives within the community, and not everybody agrees with everything, but the municipal development plan should be a tool that everybody in the community can look at and say, well, this speaks to my overarching vision.
I think another important distinction is that it's not prescriptive. It's not saying the town will go out and do things. It's saying these are the tools we want to have in place when it comes to land use decisions to be able to create the community that we want, which is diverse and resilient and home to everyone who wants to make their home here, not just those who are millionaires.
Now,
that's not in Mining the Future, though. Right. That was my interpretation. So that's my opinion, not the facts.
Speaking of Mining the Future, this Municipal Development Plan, MDP, is long past due being rewritten. The current one we still abide by is 1998. In 2006, council, and I sat on council at the time, approved the Mining the Future process, which was a year-long public process, very public. And the intent of that was to create a vision document that would inform the next right of the MDP, which we expected to happen in 2007. It did start. It got to second reading and was shut down through a legal challenge. So this version of the MDP, one of the starting points was the Mining the Future vision, because that's still a very succinct statement of the vision of our community.
I think it's a big leap for some people to go from what's in that MDP from the 90s, the 20th century, to our 21st century.
In some ways, it's interesting how similar the times are to the 90s, though. In the 90s, there was great conflict in the community, development versus non-development. Fast forward to this time, that conflict has risen up again and is in the forefront of a number of people's minds. It's the new MDP should address that concern from both perspectives and allow for some growth in our community in such a way that it continues to be an all-inclusive community where people of all demographics can afford to live if they have a job, and where landowners have certain expectations that they can develop to certain ideals, and that people who want to protect our surrounding environment. All of that has to be captured in the new MDP.
One criticism out there is that this process was pushed too fast, and that people don't have time in the summer. Pick a month of the year that I don't have time to do anything. Yeah. But hey, what? This is my job to read the MDP and understand it. I understand on Tuesday there's a council meeting and we may see the timelines extended.
Yeah, certainly council has been listening to the feedback, and there's been a lot of input suggesting that people just don't feel they've had time to really understand the MDP and to give meaningful input. The one thing we don't want to do is end up with a document that people feel we haven't given the community enough time for. So on Tuesday next week, the 6th, I'll be bringing the motion forward to rescind the current motion that directed the timeline and push out the timeline for final approval well into 2016. Slow it all down, allow more opportunity for input. In fact, I believe in December we're going to have an open meeting of council where we will just be, as councillors, giving our own input to the plan prior to the final draft for first reading, which is something that council hasn't yet done.
If you want more details on the MDP itself, just head over to canmore.ca/MDP. All the info's on there.
And if you're reading it and you have a question, there's lovely people at the planning department are more than willing to talk to you about it. They've been a great resource to me over the years, helping me understand land use planning.
As are all members of council.